some of these lads have played in quarter-finals in the last couple of years, but sometimes they've been on the back of maybe Ulster final defeats in that. You're after a win against Roscommon, Declan. It's a home match, Sunday week, against Tyrone. This, you would have taken that at the start of the year.
That's for sure, Paddy. I mean, at the start of the year, you know, we looked at Ulster title. We looked at getting into the Super 8s, and that's where we wanted to be. And fortunately, we did lift that Ulster title, and we're in now to a match, in a real knockout championship match against Tyrone in our backyard in McCool Park. What a location that's going to be, and it's one that we're really looking forward to.
Declan, it's the first time I've noticed travelling all throughout the county. It's the first time in 3 to 4 years there is a real buzz about. They're talking about Declan Boner, the management squad, the players, winning Ulster. Unbelievable, but that buzz is back. And what does that mean?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have it. And you touched on it. You know, at the start of the campaign, when we set out down in Kerry in the first National League game, you know, there was that bit of apprehension. You could sense it among supporters and probably even within our group. But as the season went on, you could see them. The confidence started to grow within the group. Then the confidence started to grow among the supporters. And you know, Donegal supporters are the top in the business, there's no doubt about it. They've travelled.
They outnumbered Roscommon in the Hyde on last Saturday.
They did, Paddy, and you know, that support is absolutely crucial, and the players really respect that, and they talk about it. And you know, it's going to be another huge occasion for them in McCool Park on Sunday weekend. You know, we make sure that we get those supporters right in behind the team. Because there come stages in any match where you know the opposition do get a period of dominance, and you know the team have to dig in, and you know, make an appeal also for the supporters to dig in and really get support in the team, and you know, it's been brilliant all year for us.
Just briefly, what are Tyrone going to bring to the table, Declan? Their defence is obviously very good, their transition, but overall, if you were to pinpoint one place where they are very, very, if you like, their forte, what would it be?
I think it's very difficult just to pin them on one thing. To me, they're a very solid collectively. You know, they play as a group, they play as a unit, they defend in numbers, the attacking numbers, they seem to be getting the blend right, and they're the one team that's probably, you know, since the defeat to Monaghan and that hiccup against Mead, they've started to build momentum now, going through the back door, and they, you know, they look to be in serious form. They played well against Dublin last weekend without getting anything out of it, but it's going to be a cracking match, Paddy. There's no doubt about that there, and it's going to be a fierce tactical battle, and we're hoping that we can come up with the answers on the day and get that performance.
Finally, Declan, you played in a couple of All-Ireland semi-finals. You played in an All-Ireland final yourself. Donegal are 70 to, if you like, 80 minutes away from being in an All-Ireland semi-final. What would it mean to Declan Boner and all those players?
I think it's a huge, huge carrot at the end of the day. I mean, this is an All-Ireland. Get a one on Sunday against Tyrone. You're in the last four. You know, at the start of the season, when we set out our stall and we were training down in Conway and wet and dreary nights coming in and out, and you sometimes say to yourself, "Jeez, what's this all about?" But as the weather picks up, as the evenings get longer, and you get in that championship, you know then what it's all about. And you know, there's no better place to be at the minute than getting ready for this match against Tyrone and the huge price that's on offer afterwards.